A stunning rebuke today for Donald Sterling. He's the embattled owner of the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers. League Commissioner Adam Silver announced the maximum possible punishment for Sterling, who was recently caught on tape making racist remarks.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Silver is also fining Sterling $2.5 million. That's the maximum amount allowed under the NBA's constitution. On top of that, Sterling could lose his team. Well, joining us now is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. And Tom, tell us more about the punishment.
It's important, Robert, to first point out that Adam Silver said during the league's investigation Donald Sterling was interviewed, and Sterling acknowledged it was his voice on the audio tape that first surfaced last Friday. So we can lose the alleged when talking about Sterling making racist comments. The lifetime ban means Sterling can't attend NBA games or practices. He can't be present at any Clippers facility. The $2.5 million fine will go to anti-discrimination causes. Now, Silver really dropped the hammer, though, on the issue of team ownership. He said he's urging fellow owners to force the sale of the team. He needs three-fourths of vote of the 30 owners to do that. Silver was asked, what happens if he doesn't get the three-fourths? Could Sterling still profit from the team even though he's banned? And here's what Silver said.
I fully expect to get the support I need from the other NBA owners to remove him.
Now, Tom, it's come out that the statements Sterling made on tape were not isolated. There's a history of discrimination lawsuits against him. There were questions about why the NBA didn't act against him sooner. What did Silver say about that?
Yeah, he answered the question, but he probably not in a satisfactory way for many people. He said basically the league followed the courts and what they decided in a Justice Department lawsuit against Sterling that was settled without a finding of guilt, with a suit filed by former NBA great Elgin Baylor, who claims Sterling ran the team with a plantation mentality. And here's what Silver said.
It concerned us greatly. We followed the litigation closely, and ultimately Elgin Baylor did not prevail in that litigation.
Yeah, so some may say it requires further investigation, Robert, into just what happened and why Sterling avoided punishment by the league sooner.
Now, this controversy has spent a few days threatening to hurt the league, but ultimately seems to have galvanized the NBA. And this was Adam Silver's first real test. He's only been commissioner since February.
Yeah.
How do people think he did?
I think people think he did very well. He was very direct. He answered every question, even though, as I just mentioned, not all answers will satisfy. You could tell he was emotional. He talked about how the incident had left him personally distraught, and he drew on the long history of African Americans in the NBA. Here's what he said.
To them, and pioneers of the game, like Earl Lloyd, Chuck Cooper, Sweetwater Clifton, the great Bill Russell, and particularly Magic Johnson, I apologize.
Those are all great African-American NBA stars of the past. Yeah. Magic Johnson was very central to all this. It was his appearance on an Instagram photo by Sterling's girlfriend that prompted Sterling to say on the tape that he didn't want her showing up at Clipper games with black people.
Yeah.
Did he have something to say about that today, Johnson?
He sure did. On Twitter, as a lot of NBA players did on Twitter, Magic Johnson said former and current NBA players are very happy and satisfied with Commissioner Silver's ruling. He also said current and former NBA players now know that in Commissioner Adam Silver, we have a great leader leading our league. So it seems to be a good ending, and I think Silver and a lot of NBA fans would like to get back to basketball.
It's NPR's Tom Goldman on the NBA's announced punishment today of LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.